There's a hidden agenda that I want to share with you for the next few moments that's against this generation. Four challenges that you're going to face from now to the return of the Lord. Number one is being faithful to God, not compromising your faith in front of friends or other people. The second thing you're going to have to deal with is discovering the will of God for your individual life. Is this me wanting to do this, or is this actually the voice of God? Learning to hear His voice concerning His will. The third thing that the Lord gave me to tell you is, and this is very important later on in the message, you're going to have to avoid listening to false accusations. The Pharisees were experts on attacking Jesus, saying He's full of the devil, He does miracles by Beelzebub, He's in line with the kingdom of Satan, and they did it to frighten people away from the ministry of Jesus. And they were trying to scare the people away from listening to Him, because nobody wants to be connected with someone who's operating by a familiar spirit. But the accusations they threw against Him were totally incorrect. The fourth thing you're going to have to deal with, and this is very important, I'm going to cover this in a few moments, is Satan's voice in other people, especially on social media. Please understand this, that the voice of Satan cannot be heard audibly by people in the world, but Satan uses people to give them the thought so that they will speak out what he wants them to say. Let me give you an example. If you'll read the book of Job, Satan shows up in chapter 1 accusing Job before God's throne and goes out to attack Job. Satan shows up in chapter 2 before the throne of God with a second wave of attacks against Job. Guess what happens? This always puzzled me. From chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 10, chapter 20, chapter 30, all the way to chapter 42, Satan never shows up again. And I said, God, why is it in the book of Job you tell us that Satan is behind this attack? And he shows up in chapter 1, chapter 2. Surely somewhere from chapter 3 to 42, I would see Satan. You know what the Lord told me? He said Satan no longer had it to show up because Job had three friends that Satan spoke through. And once those three friends showed up accusing him of, God took this from you because you were proud, God took this from you because you weren't living right, God took this from you, they were accusing him of things that were not true. So when Satan has people to accuse other people, he can back out of the scene and not be detected. So what you have to understand is how to detect when something is coming against you, your own thoughts, from the enemy, or sometimes when it is the voice of the enemy working through people that you may know. Matthew 4 verse 10, at Christ's temptation, he said, get behind me, Satan. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 23, Christ rebuked Peter and told him he would not die, and Jesus wheeled around and said, get behind me, Satan. The voice was Peter, but the thought was coming from Satan through him. It's very important you understand that. And he was a believer, by the way. Luke chapter 13, verse 16, a woman that had an issue of blood. Jesus said, whom Satan hath bound all of these many years. No one knew Satan had put a bondage called a spirit of asthenia in Greek, or a spirit of infirmity, on the woman. But Jesus detected the problem was satanic. Luke chapter 22 and 31. Jesus said to Peter, Satan has desired you that he may sift you with wheat, but I have prayed that your faith would not fail. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 18, it speaks of Satan's kingdom, and it says, if Satan be divided against Satan, then his kingdom shall not stand. My point of sharing those verses with you is to help you to understand that you must learn, even at a young age, to detect what is coming from the Lord and what is coming from the enemy. We're going to get into that in just the next few moments. We are entering into a time that I would like to share with you, that the example I give is in the Old Testament, where it said there was a day when kings went to battle. So there are seasons of what I call peace cycles, where everything in your life is going to go very smooth, but then there will also be cycles of battle. It's a part of life. You're not going to be able to escape the battles that come. Some of them are going to be self-invited. It was you and your big mouth. Oh, I got an amen, somebody. Somebody got an amen on that one. It was what you said. It was you and your crazy actions. It was you and your little bit of rebellion. So a lot of times what we blame on Satan was more of our actions of not following the purpose of God or the will of God, and it got us in trouble. However, I will tell you that there are spirits. How many believe when you see the craziness of the mob mentality and the ideas that people have today, how many of you believe that some of this has to be caused by demons? There's a root behind it that's demonic. It's not human. So I'm going to give you real quick, and if you're taking notes, I'm going to preach faster than you can write, probably. Five spirits that you're going to be impacted by if you allow them to impact your life at the time of the end. But these spirits are impacting what Paul called weak Christians, weak believers. They're weak in their faith. They are weak in their walk. And they're the ones that the enemy wishes to target in the time of the end, especially. Matthew 24:11-13, there is something called the spirit of offense. Many will be offended, Jesus said, in the last days. Many will hate one another and betray one another. And because iniquity is so widespread, the love of people toward each other grows cold. The word offense is the Greek word skandalon. A skandalon in the original Greek culture was the bait that was set on a trap to trap an animal in the woods. So the bait attracted the animal to the trap, and then once they took the bait, they fell into the trap. We get the word scandal from scandalon. And what an offense does, an offense in your heart or an offense in somebody else's heart, creates a scandal. They attempt to take the information that they have and form something scandalous around it, and the spirit of offense is great in the earth, and it says many will be offended. 2 Chronicles 18:22, the second spirit you will deal with is simply called a lying spirit. A lying spirit is mentioned one time in the Bible, a spirit that came and lied to King Ahab, telling him through his prophets to go to battle that he would live, but instead he died in the battle. It lied to his prophets. Now the Bible says in the time of the end that people will speak lies in hypocrisy because they will have their conscience seared. If you had a cut in the Old Testament time, or even in Jesus' day, and they cut your arm, they would take something, they would take a hot iron. Sometimes they would do it with the spear, the tip of a spear or a sword, but usually a knife. Heat it up, and they would put that heat on that after they cleaned the wound, and it would cauterize it. In other words, it made it very hard. It would form a callus there. But what it did, it sealed it up, not using stitches, but that's like, if you ever watch Gunsmoke, you know how they do it, okay? You know, so when the guy gets shot. So that was the old way. So what happens is your conscience seared with a hot iron means that people can actually look at you and say lies and speak lies and hypocrisy, meaning they know it's not true, but they say it anyway. And then they believe their lie to the point that they think that they're telling you the truth after a while because their conscience is so seared. I have a message, and I don't think it's in here, so let me just give it to you real quick. They have done studies on why people are so negative. How many of you know somebody who's negative? Raise your hand. The whole place. I hope you're not talking about your neighbors. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not talking about you now. I didn't raise my hand because of you. Now, let's go into a brief study right here to help you understand why some people, you can say, oh, it's beautiful outside. It's probably going to rain. If it rains, probably going to have a tornado. You have a tornado. There's probably five more coming. They can't say anything positive. It's really weird because I have met a few people that everything they say is really the opposite of positive. They're just not positive. Here's what a university discovered. This was a medical group of medical people. This is probably available on the internet, I'm sure. In fact, that's where I got it from. And it was a medical magazine. So let me talk to you about something. Has anybody here ever heard of a brain chemical called dopamine? Y'all are operating in it tonight. Let me just tell you, you got your feel-good reward dopamine going on, right? Okay, it's a chemical in the brain that certain things cause it to be released. All right, can I give you some examples? Chocolate. Hello, girls. Puppies? You think puppies do? Like you feel really great when your animal comes around. You know what I'm saying? No, that's really true. I'll be honest with you. The reason kids get caught up in kissing is it releases dopamine. So people think they're in love when they're only on a dopamine high. So that if you ever see them, they're up against each other. They can't keep their hands off each other. And what they're doing is they're washing their brain, this is a fact, with dopamine and other chemicals. So then the guy breaks up with her suddenly. So now that day, there is no dopamine. When you have had a dopamine rush that has covered the frontal lobe of the brain and it ends suddenly, you enter in within 48 to 72 hours, depression, because the body is craving the chemical. The chemical is absent. And when you enter into depression, that's when most young people contemplate suicide, because they feel like that their love has been crushed, but it never really necessarily was love to begin with. It was addicted to dope. No, I'm telling you the truth. I preached a message years ago called Don't Awaken Love Before the Time, but that's the reason you don't awaken it, because if you awaken it before the time, you could get into a wrong relationship. And any time that you kiss someone or it's a lot of physical touching, you're going to have a release of dopamine, but it can be so counterfeit. Watch this, because you think you're in love when it has nothing to do with actual love. Come on, you gotta know somebody to be in love with them. It ain't about holding hands and hugging to be in love with somebody. If you can look at somebody and not kiss them and not hold their hand and be crazy about them in 6 months, you just might be in love. I'm preaching now to somebody out there, okay? And here's why, because you never did anything to stir it up. So now it's not a chemical thing. It becomes a spiritual soul thing. It's a part of your heart. Your heart has now been, am I helping anybody here so far? All right, let me get back to why people are negative. This study indicates, this is amazing, that people who are consistently negative have low levels of dopamine in their system. So there's nothing to make them feel good. Dopamine is a reward it's like the reward of the brain's reward system is to release. Not only that, you've got serotonin, you've got dopamine, you've got four chemicals that operate in the human brain, right? So what happens is these individuals, now this has been proven, because if they're very suicidal, they have very few chemicals being released positively. They have negative chemicals being released. They did a study on suicide victims' blood and found out that there is a chemical, and if I would have known, I would have preached this, I would have given you the name of it, that is 10 times more in the blood of a suicide person than normal people. So the chemical makes them feel depressed. Does that make sense? So the actual chemical depresses them, and they don't know how to handle the depression. So a person many times who is extremely negative does not feel good about themselves. They've gone through rough stuff. Some of them are carrying wounds. So it makes them a more negative person. Now what happens is, now watch this. When you see a person who is always they're negative, but every time they have anything to say on YouTube, Facebook, X, whatever social media you're on, and it's always an attack on a preacher, it's always an attack on a church, it's always an attack on the ministry. Here's the opposite. When they attack, dopamine is released. They get addicted to their attack. They feel good about attacking. And the only thing that makes them feel good is when other people start attacking with them. Why are they so hateful? Listen to me. The medical science shows that if they are stuck in a rut of negativity, it shuts off the ability to mentally reason in their brain, making them, pardon it, it is a Greek word translated as a fool, and the Greek word is moron. They're moronic. They make no sense. Their arguments make no sense. How they act make no sense. The human brain, another study, can be tricked into hearing a lie so much that the brain begins to tell you it has to be true. And there could be absolutely no truth behind it, but that's how, oh boy, Let's say it the way the Lord tells it in the Word. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who shall know it? Let me go through this real quickly. Matthew 24:4. The third spirit is a spirit of deception. And when you begin to believe a lie is truth, that becomes deception. Four times in Matthew 24 is a sign of the end time. Jesus said, do not be deceived. Even the elders could be deceived. Even those who really follow me could be deceived. So be careful of deception. 2 Timothy 4:1, the seducing spirit. It'll come to pass in the last days, men shall give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The word seducing spirit is one that leads astray. So if something is pulling you away from truth, away from the Word, away from God's house, it can be a product or the results of a seducing spirit. And the fifth and final one, and we're going to get into the real part of the message right here coming up. Matthew 18:34 is there are tormenting spirits that are released on people who do not forgive. You go to Matthew 18, read the parable, read the story, and Jesus made it clear, if you forgive others, I forgive you, but if you do not forgive others, neither will I forgive you your trespasses. And when you don't forgive people, I'm going to tell you what happens, because I know a few people that are bound by this right now, is they have gotten so far into bitterness and unforgiveness that they literally stay tormented by spirits. King Saul was so tormented by spirits that for 13 years, he wanted David dead. He did everything he could to kill David. And he did that because, according to the Bible, an evil spirit began to trouble him. So, being offended, lying spirits, spirits of deception, seducing spirits, and tormenting spirits are what the last generation, those five, you're going to have to know what they are, know how to deal with them. But I'm not going to focus into that, because I want to focus into the part that the Lord told me to tell you, which is the secret agenda that is working against this generation. This is the part that, honestly, I don't think the enemy would want you to know. But you're at Warrior Fest, and you're about to know what the enemy would not want you to know. And that's where you should praise God and give him a praise right now. Now, you're tracking real great with me, so I want you to focus and listen to what I'm going to say. I have, and people really don't believe this, but if you'll sit down with me and I can explain it to you from age 16, my office manager is taping this right now, Charlie Ellis, and he knows it. My staff knows it. I will spend, especially in the old days being a few years back, I would spend about 16 hours a day studying the Bible. That is not an exaggeration. So in my lifetime, I have about 170,000 hours of not just the Bible, but reading books and studying and making notes, that kind of thing, writing sermons. I can tell you something that's very, very important. And this is what I have learned. Every major satanic attack is designed to hinder the next big prophecy God is about to work on. God's about to do something, so Satan attempts to preempt it. I'm going to give you four quick examples. In 1939 to 1946, Hitler began to destroy the Jewish people. During the Holocaust, he killed 6 million Jews, including 1.5 million children. They were sent to showers that weren't showers. When they took all the people's clothes and all their jewelry, they packed them in a shower with gas. And that gas came through cylinders, and they died, and they just opened graves and buried them. 1.5 million children, and the rest were adults under the Holocaust. Why would the enemy want to destroy Jews? And the answer is that in 1946, about the end of the war, in 1948, Israel was reformed as a nation. It happened supernaturally. Now listen, Jesus could not, I can show you the prophecies. Jesus could not have come back for the church, nor to rule on earth, till Israel was a nation again. And are you listening? So let's kill the Jews, Satan says, in order to stop the nation of Israel from being formed. It did not work. In June of 1967, there was a six-day war that broke out in which Egypt and Syria and several nations in the Middle East all attacked Israel at one time. And Nasser in Egypt said, we're going to annihilate the Jews. We're going to push them in the ocean. And the opposite happened. The Jews ended up getting the city of Jerusalem. tearing the wall down that divided the East Jerusalem from West and made Jerusalem the capital of Israel. So let's ask ourselves a question. Why would something evil move on Nasser, the head of Egypt, to coordinate an attack against the Jews, hoping to annihilate them? And the answer is, here's number two, Psalms 102. When the Lord shall build up Jerusalem, then he will appear in glory. Jerusalem is connected to what? The return of the Lord. So the attack was to prevent them from taking Jerusalem by attacking Israel. In September of 9/11, or 9/11 several years ago, you know that there was an attack on the United States and a war on terror began. Now, the enemy overplayed his card, and let me explain to you how he did it. Suddenly, Russian troops had been in Afghanistan. All right. Most people don't know this, but among the Russian troops that invaded Afghanistan were Christians. There was a number of Russian Christians that took Bibles to the Afghan people. Now, I know this is a fact, and there's a church up in the mountains there that the last time I checked had 400 people that were worshiping in it, and they were worshiping because some Russian soldiers who were actually Christians had won some of them to the Lord. Isn't that amazing? Now, you won't hear that on the news. So here's what I'm trying to say to you. The war on terror did something that the enemy didn't plan. It put the United States in nations that were predominantly Islamic nations. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. And what that began to do is that began to liberate the minds of the next generation. So here's what happened. The war on terror actually got the gospel into nations. And it backfired on the enemy. It was to stop America from going out, and it did the opposite. The attack on Gaza is interesting because let me tell you what it was really about. Israel had been making peace with the Gulf states. They had negotiations going on with Arabia, a lot of the Gulf states. And so to stop the peace with Israel, there was an attack on October that was horrible. You can remember this sometime back, and it started a war in the Gaza Strip. It's a bad situation really for everyone there. Hostages were taken. But the purpose of the enemy, everybody say the purpose of the enemy. But the purpose of the enemy was to stop the peace that Israel was making with Arab neighbors. Economic. It was more economic. It wasn't they agreed on everything. It was an economic type of peace. Now, that's what I want to show you. So let me make this statement again. Major satanic attacks are designed to hinder the next major prophecy from being fulfilled. I'm about to go somewhere. I'm about to hit it home here in just a minute. So the enemy of truth is deception. So there is an attack to silence any voice, any church, or any ministry that is giving the truth. Now, wait a minute. Not just in general, but is giving the truth to this generation.
Many have asked for it, and here it is. Globally recognized as a leading Bible teacher, Perry Stone has recorded vitally important teachings in his series, The History of the Bible. With 11 teachings, this 4-DVD set will teach you how 40 men received the revelation found in the Bible. Perry will discuss topics such as, have the scriptures been altered throughout history? What 7 ancient methods did God provide to bring his word to mankind? Did you know the Bible quotes from the books of Enoch, Jasher, and the Assumption of Moses? Perry also explains why the Bible is set apart from all other religious books worldwide, how the Bible was received, recorded, and translated. He also discusses the various translations, the rabbinical and Christian methods of interpretation, and 8 literary styles found in Scripture. Details of how numerous prophecies prove the Bible is inspired, including medical and scientific facts, the missing books that are named in Scripture, The War of the Lords, Jasher, and the Book of Jehu, why Catholics accept the 14 books of the Apocrypha, but most Protestants reject them, many strange idioms and expressions that you need to understand, why the Torah was dictated directly from God's mouth to Moses' hand, rules to know when reading and interpreting the Book of Revelation and other apocalyptic scriptures, how amazing archaeological discoveries in Israel have confirmed the Bible is true, how the early pilgrims used the Geneva Bible due to their conflict with England. Perry will also reveal his personal methods of studying the Bible when he writes his books, prepares his sermons, and the Bible translations you can trust. The four DVDs, over 6 hours of teaching, are available for a limited time for a special price of just $65. Call us toll-free at 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323, or order online at perrystone.org. This package is also available as video on demand from our website. Additionally, you can write to us at Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320, and enclose your gift of $65 or more to request package offer HB-148. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
This is your final opportunity to get the teaching on the history of the Bible. I received this very beautiful letter from a woman named Phyllis in West Virginia, who is a teacher, a Sunday school teacher at the Church of the Nazarene, and she ordered the teaching on the history of the Bible and gave this great testimony of things the Lord has done through prayer. And so we receive a lot of orders from various denominations, the Baptist, people that are of the Catholic background, people Pentecostal, Charismatic, Methodist. So this is a neutral teaching. What do I mean by that? It's a teaching that every denomination, whatever church you go to, you can experience understanding the complete history of how the Bible came, how it's inspired, how there's scientific discoveries concealed in the scripture, how archaeology proves the Bible. So please order that right now. And don't forget to stay in touch with us through Perry Stone Ministries Facebook page, the YouTube channel, and also the Manifest program. Don't ever miss it. God bless you.
Searching for a message that inspires and uplifts, delivered precisely when you need it? Perry Stone offers immediate access to a vast collection of teachings grounded in God's Word. Visit perrystone.org/downloads to explore over 400 digital audio teachings in MP3 format, compatible with any device. Simply select your teaching, complete your purchase, and receive an instant download link, both on the checkout page and via email. Click Save As to store it securely, ensuring unrestricted access whenever you need it. For those who prefer video, perrystone.tv provides a dedicated video on demand platform featuring the latest conferences, teaching series, and Perry Stone's current manifest messages, all available instantly. This direct approach eliminates shipping fees and delays, especially beneficial for international audiences as it bypasses prolonged transit times. Plus, when making international purchases, your payment card automatically converts foreign currencies to your home currency using the exchange rate provided by the payment network, simplifying the transaction process. Whether audio or video, it's a timely, impactful word, ready whenever you are.